It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Weiss. American mink are cousins to otters and ferrets, and their fur is exceptionally soft and dense. While times have changed, mink fur is raised on rural Utah farms, were once the height of luxury fashion. Find out more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Utah's mink industry began in earnest in 1924, when Summit County farmer Ray Vernon found 60 dead chickens and a large male mink in one of his coops. Vernon trapped a female mink at a nearby stream and quickly discovered that Utah's cold winters were ideal for producing high-quality pelts. Until the late 1920s, Utah's fur trade relied largely on wild animals. But Vernon and other Summit County farmers found that raising mink in captivity allowed for selective breeding that helped turn a rural Utah good into a national luxury product. Selective breeding meant that mink farmers could propagate animals with pelts that differed from their natural brown color. Colville farmer John Adkins would travel as far as Alaska for captive mink that had desirable traits. Minks with similar recessive traits were bred to produce new colors of fur. Breeding this way meant that fur operations were structured around the animal's reproductive cycle and required meticulous record keeping. In the 1950s, Adkins raised a mink with a notably dark blue-black pelt and called the new color Black Willow. The Great Lakes Mink Association used these dark pelts to develop their trademark Black Llama line and launched a marketing campaign in 1968 that took Utah furs to new heights. Shot by renowned photographer Richard Avedon, the first Black Llama advertisements featured Hollywood legends such as Judy Garland, Lorraine Bacall, Betty Davis, and Barbara Streisand wearing the black furs. The demand for these luxurious pelts caused the mink industry in Utah to grow into a multi-million dollar business. In the 1980s, mink farms counted for a quarter of Summit County's agricultural output. Across the state, hundreds of farmers produced millions of pelts. But taste soon began to change. Fur fell out of fashion, and animal rights groups targeted mink farms in Utah. Activists illegally released the animals from their cages and even in one case bombed a fur breeder's cooperative building. Despite concerns over animal welfare and the rising popularity of faux fur garments, Utah's remaining mink farms still do considerable business. But like many rural industries, big swings in demand from urban consumers can make or break their operations. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.